The Five Sex Needs of Men and Women by Dr. Gary and Barbara Rosberg. This audio version is published by Tyndale House Publishers. The Five Sex Needs of Men and Women is read by the Rosbergs.
Chapter 1. It's not just about technique. When we were preparing to write this book, we took a weekend and drove 6 hours to a small tourist town where we would be free from distractions and interruptions. On our last day there, as we were walking to a restaurant for lunch, our daughter Sarah called us on our cell phone. She sounded panicked about what we were writing. "Mom," she said, "you're not writing a technique book, are you?" "Why, what would be the problem?" "Are you going to talk about your sex life?" "Yes, Sarah, we're telling everything about our sex life." I laughed as I imagined the panic in our daughter's eyes. "Absolutely lots of details, no holds barred. Will all your friends want a copy?" Now, as it turned out, Sarah's phone call was prompted by a conversation she'd had with five of her friends. All of the women are married 20-somethings. During our quilting time, Sarah said, "We were doing our usual thing, you know, talking and laughing, when one of the women steered the conversation towards sex. She said, 'I bought one of those technique books because I want to please my husband and experience some pleasure myself.' Well, everyone started shrieking and laughing, and then they all admitted they'd bought technique books too. 'Mom, you know I don't usually talk about stuff like this, but I mentioned that you and Dad were writing a sex book.' Everybody's eyes got really big, and one of my friends gasped and said, 'Your parents? Ew! Will there be illustrations? They're not going to talk about their own sex life, are they?' 'I certainly hope not. But then I realized I don't know what you're going to write about.' One of my other friends thought it was kind of cool. She said, 'How many parents are willing to be open about their own sex lives?' But then somebody else said, 'Yes, but would you want to read the details of your parents doing it? I mean, the mental pictures alone would be enough to put me in therapy for years. It's just so, ew!' 'So, Mom,' Sarah said nervously, 'I hope you and Dad aren't going to embarrass me.'" As we ate our lunch, I recounted the conversation with Sarah. I said, "Gary, I find it fascinating that these young women have all purchased books about sexual techniques. When we were first married, we never thought we would be buying that kind of book. But can you imagine if we had? I would have been so embarrassed. But now Sarah's generation is not only buying sex technique books, but they're proud of it. I think it's great that Sarah and her friends want to make their sex life as fulfilling as they possibly can," Gary said. "There are certainly some good books out there about sexual technique, but I'm a little concerned about focusing on technique and the physical aspects of sex. They may miss out on the deeper, more fulfilling aspects of a great marriage relationship. Marriage is so much more than sex, and sex is so much more than physical pleasure and technique. Certainly, there is a place for learning techniques and practicing them in our sex lives. When we get married, it's not as if God opens our brains and pours in all the wisdom we'll need for sexual satisfaction. But it doesn't take long to realize great sex involves more than just the physical intercourse. A mutually satisfying sexual relationship, the kind that grows and matures and flourishes over the full life of a marriage, has more to do with bonding, emotional connection, mutual submission, and putting the other person's interests above your own than it does with positions, pleasure points, and physical technique. Intercourse is part, but not the whole of sex. Great sex involves more than just physical intercourse."